Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Well, that takes us nicely onto our last man, actually. Xabi Alonso. Now, Valentine's has been and gone this week, but there is a man who might well be the perfect match for the Reds. He has been in the past, of course, as a player. Xabi Alonso, currently ripping up trees at Bayer Leverkusen, as we're now very well aware. Coach's voice once said he has shown a tactical awareness that have made Bayer a difficulty to play against, as well as efficient in their attacking play. Furthermore, he has marked himself out as a coach whose approach merits close observation, and it's getting close observation right now, I think it's fair to say. In terms of formation, he may also should have B's, the 4-2-3-1 and the 4-3-3, which obviously is in keeping with what Liverpool do predominantly. But he's also used a 3-4-3, which I think is used quite a lot by Leverkusen as well. But my sort of biggest thing, obviously, is the connection, there's the bond, there's the emotional side. I'm trying to remove all that emotion if I possibly can, certainly while I'm speaking to you. But in terms of his tactical astuteness, in terms of the actual coaching job he's doing, if we take away the fact he's a former Liverpool player and he's very well decorated and we love him, how impressive is it?
It's unbelievably impressive. It's unbelievable. I mean, again, you know, to use a European phrase, Bayern are not in a good moment at the moment, Bayern Munich, but and they haven't looked quite the strength of old. But where he's taken Leverkusen from to in such a short period of time, and that game last week, I mean, this chat comes at a good time because that game last weekend, that was 3-0 and that could have been anything. I mean, literally anything. It was just an absolute battering. And if you think about a coach and a team who are in new territory for them, breaking new ground. I mean, it's more than 20 years since Leverkusen were challenging at the top of the Bundesliga, really. And when they got to the Champions League final, around 20 years, I think. And he's just, that was going to be a real test. And it felt like that was a test that they passed. I mean, flying colours doesn't even come close. It was just, they just batted it away. Now, of course, there's still a long way to go. Bayern won't go away. And there's always the possibility that if Liverpool chat intensifies, that pressure gets even more unbearable than it already will be. But he doesn't strike me as a character. I mean, I've interviewed him a couple of times back in the day when he was a player at Liverpool. He's just perfectly composed. He's worked with, he's played for and worked with, you know, a who's who of the world's greatest coaches in the last generation and last one or two generations. And he also, he reminds me a lot of Guardiola and Arteta to a degree. You know, I look at these great players and I think that they haven't just stopped playing and decided to be a coach. And this is where you start to think about people like, dare I say, Gerrard, Lampard, Wayne Rooney. English players, actually. These guys feel like they've been coaches for years. They were coaches when they were players. They were thinking about the game in a way when they were playing that set them aside from other players then. And this is why I feel it sets them aside from other coaches now. And if he, I mean, you know, there are things, you know, Liverpool don't play with a back three. Liverpool don't really progress the ball centrally as much as other teams. Bayer Leverkusen definitely do. Alonso definitely prioritises those central areas. But as discussed earlier, Liverpool have midfielders now who it feels like the midfielders Liverpool have now are more capable in that area than any that we've had in the Klopp era. You know, McAllister and Szoboszlai particularly. Curtis Jones definitely. And Harvey Elliott, who doesn't get the credit he deserves this season. He's been absolutely brilliant whenever he's played. And yeah. I know Endo was a kind of contingency signing. But again, and for the first few weeks, it looked to me like his touches were too heavy and he wanted too long on the ball, but he's adapted pretty well and has looked much better in recent times. But it feels like this squad is more set up to have Xabi Alonso manage it than Jurgen Klopp's previous squads had it. And this might just be me and you talking ourselves into the fact that he's going to be absolutely brilliant. But as discussed, this squad, whatever happens to the squad this summer, it's still going to be a really, really good squad to inherit. And I think Xabi Alonso would find it. I mean, let's see if Barca come calling, or let's see if Chelsea come calling, or whoever, Bayern Munich, whatever. But there is a bit of heart to the guy, and I think if Liverpool came calling, I think he'd find it very difficult to turn the job down.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
No, absolutely. I 100% agree with you on that. And I know there's a lot of noise around Bayern Munich and Thomas Tuchel at the moment, which therefore leads to the prospect of Munich sniffing around Xabi Alonso as well. But I just think, as you mentioned, he seems like a good person, first and foremost. And to move away from Bayer Leverkusen is one thing, but to move away from Bayer Leverkusen to Bayern Munich feels a little bit, I'm not sure about that. So it doesn't feel, and that just might be me talking myself into that as well, potentially. But just on him, more generally as a manager, obviously very young in his managerial career still. He's done the Sociedad B stuff. Obviously, he's 18 months into a job at Bayer Leverkusen right now. But you mentioned it there. So there's loads of positives to him. It's his core principles, his philosophy, his forward thinking, and often seems very attack minded. It is very possession based, which Liverpool fans might have to become accustomed to ever so slightly. But in terms of negatives, do you see many in the way he's been going about his business? Because he's ticking boxes left, right, and centre. But there's that lack of experience. There's obviously a lack of a trophy cabinet right now, which could get fixed in the next few months. But there doesn't appear to be many from the outside was looking in.
No, I agree. I think, you know, you can talk about, you know, formations and style of play and relative inexperience, but, you know, he's not crazily young. You know, he's older than Amorim, he's older than Nagelsmann from the list we've been talking about. He's been coaching, you know, when we made content with Xabi Alonso, that was in early 2019. He was doing the Real Madrid 15s or 16s at the time. So it's not like he's completely wet behind the ears. And also the trajectory is quite nice. I mean, Madrid kids to Sociedad B to Leverkusen, it is a big step up to Liverpool, but it feels like a fairly consistent level of rise. And if you're not going to, if he's not going to take the job now, when? You know, one assumes that he'll be at Madrid, he'll do Madrid at some point. I mean, I was delighted when Ancelotti signed the new contract earlier in the year, because I thought that Madrid might be the most obvious next destination for him. And there's just always the, you know, this is the elephant in the room, isn't it, about all of these guys, that they're not Jurgen Klopp. And, you know, I think I've got one of my closest friends I've been friends with for 30 odd years. And, you know, one of the things we joke about is that he has absolutely zero interest in sport or football, literally none, where it's all I care about. And he messaged me about 5 minutes after the Klopp news broke to say, are you okay? Oh my God,
yeah,
I can see, like, this is a guy who transcends football. And another mate of mine said, and this is, you know, this is no great kind of insight, but he said the beauty about Klopp, it's so rare that you get such a bond between not just club and manager, but club, manager and City. And that the alchemy between those three and what he's brought and what he is and what he stands for politically as well, let's be honest, is something that's just going to be impossible to replicate.
Yeah, 100% it is. Yeah, and Liverpool have got a rich history of managers, and we do tend to deify them, but for all the right reasons, and many of them you've just mentioned there. We're going to try and take emotion out of this next question. I mentioned to you earlier on off air, and I'll say it publicly now. I've ever so slightly started to come to terms with the fact that Jurgen Klopp won't be our football manager for much longer, and I am just starting to turn the corner in whether that be doomsday or whether I can see light at the end of that particular tunnel. And I think all the great qualities that Klopp's instilled, and obviously all the great transfer work he's done and the brilliant set of players we now own, I think if we can add a new manager, a new voice who's got all the right qualities and he could add that possession base, I just wonder whether there's a hybrid mix of that rough, rugged, underdog, win-at-all-cost mentality mixed with the fact that we're going to keep the ball and just pass you to death. That could be perfect, essentially. But on all that note, who is the one? Out of the ones we've mentioned, is it as simple as I think it might be? And I'll try and ask you two questions, heart and head. Is it the same answer?
Yeah. It is, yeah. It's Xabi Alonso. It is. And I think because I am emotionally, I am ready for next season to be difficult and for it to be just not what it has been under Klopp.
Mm-hmm.
So in that regard, it doesn't matter to me who it is, because it's going to be, I feel like it's going to be worse than it has been. But I feel like under Alonso, it's got more chance to be less bad, which is kind of quite a negative way of looking at it. But I feel like also emotionally, I feel like if I woke up and saw Xabi Alonso standing on the touchline, I'd feel slightly soothed.
Yeah, it definitely softens the blow, doesn't it? I think we were all in that mindset pretty much immediately after, because I mean it's so rare that, you know, obviously the bombshell news and the heartbreaking news, the sense that Jurgen Klopp would leave. And I spent my entire day that day. I was up at Anfield bloody 10 o'clock at night, still speaking about it to BBC News. But the whole time you're having these conversations, and it's guts and it's heartbreaking. But there was this, again, this sideways look at Xabi Alonso would be a good fit, though, wouldn't he? And it's never, I never imagined that would be the case. Never imagined that would be the case. But yeah, he does feel very much like it would soften the blow, as I say.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.